Santo Sego Segoli on E, and welcome to Compelling Conversations here on CKRZ FM 100.3. I'm your host, David Moses, and with me in the studios, I have Sunny Miracle, the president of Six Nations Caretakers, along with Micah Burning, and they're here to talk about the caretakers. In fact, I recently heard Sunny making a presentation to Six Nations Elected Council. And he had some things that he was bringing up around safety and children. Very important issue we should be hearing about and, of course, doing something about. So, Nyawa, and welcome to the show, Sunny and Micah.
Thanks for having us here.
Our pleasure. Now, as I was mentioning there, Sunny, I heard you on that presentation to Six Nations Elected Council on the 25th of October, and you were there making a motion. I guess there was a motion brought forward. What was the motion you were asking for at that time?
Well, it was to have speed bumps and crosswalks, so the people understand there's kids actually crossing the road, because they're not paying attention to the kids, and speed bumps to slow them down. Mm. So I told band councils, I'm looking for a school zone sign. I have yet to find that. Mm-hmm. I see 40 kilometers, but nobody pays attention to that. Mm. So I took it on myself to get crosswalks put in so the safety of our kids. They're the most precious things we have.
Yeah.
So why not look after them?
Right.
And so far, I've personally almost got hit 2 or 3 times already just doing this. Mm. Slow down, people. Mm. Band council, put the things in that's supposed to be there. How come the white people in the schools get their crosswalks into a field, but we don't have none here? Mm. I went to that school 46 years ago and there was nothing here. It's about time we had them, because more cars, and said they don't stop and they don't slow down.
Right. For people that may not be familiar with the caretakers, can you tell us about when you started it and why the use of penguins, for instance? And I think it's interesting why you chose that.
Well, it started in May after that letter came out, and it's in here. Okay. You can read that. And that's what it started out, just as a watch, to make sure our kids got home and to the school without being harassed. Then I noticed what was going on in front of the school, the way the cars were going. Mm. That's why I started the caretakers, to help bring awareness to the communities of what's going on. Well, I don't want to go to a kid's funeral because somebody was not paying attention. And as in for the penguin, that is a tribute to my grandson. And his urn is a penguin. Mm. And he was born, what do you call that? Born sleeping. Mm. He never got a chance to come out and play. Mm. So this is my tribute. Now he gets to come out with me. and when I come out to fair time and I put these out around my tent at for fair, it worked. All the kids are going, look at a penguin, look at a penguin. It got their attention. Like somebody said, put it in a bear clan. Well, not everybody's bear clan. All these kids recognize this.
Yeah. I liked also what you said about the fact that kids that are pre-literate, that can't read,
they
can recognize the penguin, and they understand that.
Yeah. Like that was brought to my attention. It was a good idea that I did that. And she said, yeah, because they can't read, because she's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, they can't read that, but they understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to have the penguin in the schools.
Yeah.
And if they put it on a crosswalk, I want to put them on a crosswalk too. Just put them everywhere.
Yeah.
Make the community aware that there's a safe place for your children to go. Mm-hmm. There's a safe place for your young women to go, because it's getting crazy out there.
Yeah. I mean, you brought up many points there about the speed bumps, and about I think other things that were talked about in that meeting were security cameras, monitors, and the crosswalks, and those kind of things. What else have you noticed since you started this, and since you started becoming? I know one of the things that you pointed out in the meeting was even the school sign is hidden by a tree, so you can't even see that anymore. It needs to be cut back or cut down.
Yeah, even when the school zone, like the school sign itself in front of J.C. Hill, you couldn't see it. Mm-hmm. Now you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, they went in and trimmed it all up.
Right.
Now you can see the sign.
Right.
Now let's light it up so they can, or put flashing lights on so people realize there's a school there.
Yeah.
Like I told band council, you grew up here all your life, and you went through the school system. How can you forget that school's there?
Mm.
Either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chiefwood Road's even worse.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there with that comment, but.
So the one thing I also heard, and you expressed a little bit of that frustration.
Yeah, because the people won't slow down. I've had, I didn't see you. I'm not used to you being there. Mm. I can't see. Well, you're going like this, and you keep an eye over here, how you can see what's in front of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think, like, realistically, there's, like, a number of factors. Like, people are on their phones. People are just generally speeding. You know what I mean? Not, and just not paying attention. But I think that's something, for me, I think Van Council or the powers that be, whoever's in charge, whether it be roads or whatever, need to, like, look at, like, what are the mechanisms and, like, checks and balances they have, like, off reserve for school zones, right? So, like, bare minimum, I think our standards should be the same as theirs when it comes to the kids, right? Because, yeah, there's, like, sidewalks, crosswalks, crossing guards, security cameras, like, even those buttons you can push, mm-hmm. and, like, so cars have to stop so yep. they can cross, you yep. know what I mean? And, like, what's the allotted, like, length of space that, you know, kids are walking down from, like sideways should at least go there. And then I think you would factor in even, like, where are these kids going to eat on lunch? Because they should have access to be able to get to those places to eat, like Miracle Man's, right? Like, what would be the remedy? Like, I know there's sidewalks on this side, but, like, if they have to cross the road, like, mm. where's the crosswalk to safely get them to the other side? Mm. If it's not able to get, like, a sidewalk all along the other side, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's, like, a lot of factors that are just, like, have not been thought about at all. You know what I mean? So.
Right. These are all good points, and people need to be aware of them. And hopefully, just by talking about this and people hearing it, they may start thinking about this at least a little bit and considering some of those things that you're saying, even being aware, oh, yeah, I am entering a school zone, or, mm-hmm. yeah, there could be kids crossing the road here. I should be watching mm-hmm. and slowing down.
There should be even crosswalks in the Bicentennial Trail and Moxon Trail, especially around all them parks, but there's none.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of kids around there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have actually seen a woman drive in a car instead of looking forward, driving where she's going. She was literally sitting sideways talking to her passenger, driving like this.
Jeez.
And drove right on by me. I'm like, wow. How can you see what you're going if you're talking to your passenger, looking at her?
Yeah.
She was literally turned sideways in her vehicle to talk to her passenger.
Wow.
I think, like, just generally, because I know some of the things that were talked about at council were, like, the crossing guards and
yep.
stuff like that. But I think, like, a publicity campaign would be good, saying, like, okay, you know, just to remind the community that this is a school zone, like, these are, like, high traffic hours for, like, young kids. I mean, but even with that, like, it's like our downtown, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You would think, like, inherently some of these mechanisms would already be in place.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, so, like, a publicity campaign. So, like, they're now going to be crossing guards. Please watch out. Please pay attention. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
And I think a lot of this stuff sort of should have come when you got your license. Maybe too, like, some of these rules that are, like, sort of being, like, disregarded a little bit, you know what I mean? So
the police are at the corner, traffic's good.
Mm. Yeah, that mm-hmm. seems to be, like, the only thing yeah. that actually slows
people
down.
That's why I know I even send a text to the 6 Station police, thank you very much for showing up, because it was getting crazy out there, and I kept talking to Bub, and the next thing you know, they start showing up, and, wow, a big difference in the traffic.
Mm.
But they're only... they can't be here all the time. And yeah. they even said that.
Yeah, that's right.
So we that's have right. to take it in our own hands to make sure our community is safe.
Yeah. Have you spoken with the schools at all? And what are the schools saying about your ideas?
Well, I haven't really talked to schools. I got to get my, we call that vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
Vulnerable sector.
Right.
Yeah, I got to get that done.
Right.
I know I get that, but I got to get that done in order to get into the school. I was supposed to have a meeting with the federal minister of schools, I guess,
okay.
the superintendent,
mm-hmm.
that hasn't panned out yet.
Okay.
And I've been doing it since May.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how long they've been holding off to talk to me.
Right. Now, how did you feel that the meeting went with council? It sounded like you had a lot of support there.
Well, didn't yep. they say I'll hear from them Friday? and Friday went by. Mm. I sent a text and I got ignored. Mm. And if you're going to ignore and not do anything, then my suggestion is you go to the Veterans Park and you take every Child Matters sign down, because you're a hypocrite if you don't get this done. You're supposed to be here to protect our people and our children, but you don't do nothing.
Good points. You mentioned the thing about police presence, and that seems to be the one thing, Micah, that you mentioned that seems to be working in terms of slowing traffic down. Monitors, speed bumps, you know, having crossing guards. How do you think they can be implemented? Who do you think needs to get involved to implement this? Should that be the schools that are, I mean, do we know where the crossing guards would come from?
Well, to my understanding, it was band council. Mm. They're the one who controlled roads department and all that.
Right.
They can put that in, and had one of the councils, yeah, that's the speed bumps they can do and the markings, but they had to get funding. Mm. Why wait for funding? What happened to them casino money? Mm. Let's use that. Then send a bill to the feds. Let's protect them first. Mm. You know, I don't understand why they're dragging their feet.
Right. Right. What are the things that you would like to see done, or that you have in mind that moving forward that could help the community in this regard to help protect kids? Are there other things that you haven't spoken about or in the back of your minds that you guys are thinking about?
Well, right now, it's all about all the schools right now. Mm. Slow things down. Sweden has the most kids cross walking. Yep. The rest of them get bussed in.
Yep.
But it doesn't say you can't mark and say slow down in front of the schools, the rest of them. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm concentrating on getting the crossing guard done and the school monitors. But I was told there's already school monitors there. I have yet to see one, but I was told they're there. Have you seen one?
But I feel like the monitors are very limited as well, because they would be like at the school, right?
Yes.
So when you're looking at like the actual intersection, I don't think their jurisdiction goes that far, right? And so I think that's, again, like one of the like main places where you would have a crossing guard. Again, I try to compare it to like what I see in like the cities and stuff and how that works.
Right.
Yeah, they don't always have the crossing guard in front of the school, like just in front of the school, I would say, but at like those major intersections.
That's right.
But I think, like, to your question, like, in terms of, like, the caretakers, I think it started off with just sort of, like, this safety in regards to people trying to, like, pick up our children or whatever. But I think, like, as time has progressed, it's sort of, you can see, like, the need for, like, bigger sort of initiatives. So, like, once you get, like, and again, like, I think to mirror what he was saying, so, like, the dynamics of J.C. Hill and Jameson are different because they're right downtown and there's like a lot of walkers. When you compare it to the other schools, yeah, they're either bussed in or they're dropped off. But I think there's like, there could be priorities to have like slow down. You know what I mean? So like even for traffic to make it safer, but also like when you're looking at the bigger picture of like safety, like just community members in general, like improving sidewalks, crosswalks, stuff like that just helps, like, you know, parents with children or children like after school hours, people with wheelchairs, people with strollers, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just generally, I think it helps to better like the downtown core of Six Nations. So like you're like eventually like you're caretaking like more vulnerable people and like more of the community, right? So I think there's like immediate goals, short-term goals, and then like long-term goals that really can be looked at in this sort of scenario, right?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that community members can do to help you guys with the caretakers? Are you looking for volunteers? Are you looking for support? Are you looking for donations? What are the things that people can do in the community to help you?
All of the above.
Yeah.
check.
When I have to go away, I'll put it on my Facebook, caretakers Facebook, that I'm looking for somebody to cover this just for the day. Mm. I get responses back, but the first question they ask is, how much do I get paid? I'm doing a volunteer. I've been doing this.
It's volunteer. It's
ever
volunteer
since
work.
I started.
Yeah.
And I can't afford to be paying anybody.
Sure.
That's why I'm hoping we can get support from financial support from the community. And I'm trying to go through band council, all these other things that programs like what was that one with grassroots?
Mm-hmm. Oh, economic development. Economic right. development.
Yeah. Band council.
Grants. Yeah.
That Jordan Principle. If there's any right. any way we can get help.
Yeah.
Because this is not cheap to do.
Mm-hmm. No. No. Of course not.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. So I mean, stipends to help volunteers would be phenomenal.
Yeah. Would be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it may be too late this year for economic development, but this sounds like it's something that would probably fit within the framework of the dollars that they help in the community, because it is an all community service that mm-hmm. you know would help and is for the betterment of the kids and safety of the kids. So, you know.
Well, and we did, like, somebody just donated one of those like handheld stop signs.
Oh, yeah.
And like the safety vest yeah. for the
nice.
Yeah, so I mean stuff like yeah. that.
Road
like,
department donated the stop sign. They're going nice. To give me the other one, but on the other side that slowed down.
Mm.
I said, "What are you trying to get yeah. me killed?" I need a stop sign on both sides. So this side is stop, and the other side is to go slow.
Yeah. Well, and I think like the other thing too is like we're hoping to be able to like go to community events, spread awareness, tell people who we are. So like volunteers to go and like man the booth there, like booths. Or whatever is always, you know, helpful too.
Right.
Because if you look at it, we're all caretakers.
Mm.
You know, when you go to a store, what's the first thing you do when you walk into a store? You don't look at the floor. You don't look at the ceiling. You look who's in there. Because you want to protect, if your family, who's in there. That's what I do. I don't know about the rest of them. I want to know who's in the building so I can protect my family.
Mm.
We all do it. We can go to the arena. I do it when I go to the arena. See who's there. You never know.
Mm.
And that, what happened out west with that Cree Nation, it proved a point.
Mm.
Anybody can snap.
Mm.
So this is the way we protect our people. Let's do it.
Well, let's hope nothing like that does happen, for sure.
Not.
And let's certainly hope that people hear the message here about slowing down during school times, but all times. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you guys mentioned a couple of times about people on their cell phones.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that is such a dangerous thing to not be looking where you're going and driving at the same time. And put the cell phones down, folks. It can't be that important. If it is, you should be pulling over and stopping to respond to whatever it is. If it's that important, you shouldn't be driving. Listen, heaven forbid, we don't want anything to happen. You know, if you were the person that caused something like that, how are you going to feel? You know, don't risk it. Put it down. Don't take that chance.
Yeah, and we like said,
safety first.
We have our people who do that, but most of the people who are speeding through the school zones are not from here.
Mm.
And we had one. I had one to go. You could hear at the horns at the corner. She went squealing around the corner, and I watched where she went. She went into human resources.
Is there anything else that comes in mind to you guys about things we haven't mentioned here that you would like to put out to the community or share or
If you're going to become part of the caretakers, there is hoops that you have to jump through to as well.
Mm.
Please check in that vulnerability check.
Mm.
We have to make the community happy.
Right.
We can't say, well, he did this and that and I didn't know about it. Well,
right.
A police check will let me know.
Right. Right.
Well, I feel like it's more of like an expectation that you get a volunteer, like, right. because you're volunteering and you're working with children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody yeah. that's involved is expected to get that vulnerable sector
yes,
report.
The police check,
yeah.
right? Yep.
Yep. I made the community happy, mm-hmm. you know, make them a little more at ease.
Because
when I first started, I went to the police and told them, I actually talked to Darren and told him what I was doing. He thought that was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
The next stop was at Turtle Island News, and I told them what I was doing. Then I started. I wanted to put the community at ease that there's somebody actually watching their children and we're
right.
not trying
sure.
to harm them.
Yeah.
That kind of backfired a little bit, but we got past that.
Okay. That's good to hear. Well, it is a good cause that you're doing. It's great to see you putting yourself out there to help with the safety of children in the community. That's vital. Yeah, it's very interesting, I think, how you tied in the Every Child Matters signs. Because, you know, we of course know what we think about with that, but you are talking about the kids that are here now, and mm-hmm. that's just as important.
Yeah.
So I think it's you know, great that you brought that forward and mentioned that, because every child does matter.
That's
every
what that's
child
for.
Does matter.
And MMRIW is right there.
Mm.
That's part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just, I think it was something that was needed to be done to what I seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to other people, other places, trying to get support and all that. And the stories that come out of them, this is not the only time it's happened. It's happened quite a few times, but this is the only time it's been documented. That's what got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
We are where we are today. I hope to have them in there and so I can move on with the Penguin Project.
Because
this was the crosswalk was kind of unexpected to do, but it had to be done. So once I get that done and I've been running smoothly, then I can continue this.
Right.
Because I want to flood the whole territory with the penguin.
Okay. All right. Micah, any final comments?
No. Well, maybe. I guess just, I think the community just needs to be, like, mindful. You know what I mean? Slow down. Stay off your cell phones. Watch out for kids. And, you know, just like other people walking, like people with strollers, people in wheelchairs, you know what I mean? And, yeah, it would be great if everybody could just come together and, like, support each other like a community should.
Yes, indeed. All right. Sonny?
Just slow down. Saw a mask and slow down before you hurt somebody. I don't want to be the one responsible for hitting a kid because you're not paying attention.
Mm.
And, like, they come... The kids will find the easiest route to get to where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm doing a crosswalk there, and there's some kids that don't want to cross there.
Yeah.
They'll cross in between cars further down.
Sure.
And that, what if somebody rear ends that car and they're in between the two cars?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to come down and cross here. Then, but we need sidewalks on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
What happens wintertime? All that snow's there. Then where do they go?
Mm-hmm.
On the road?
All good points. Yeah, we'll go for coming in and talking to us here at CKRZ and compelling conversations. It's been a pleasure having you here. I look forward to having you back on the show in the future to talk about updates and so we can continue to keep these topics in the minds of people in the community. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, every child matters. Child safety is number one. It should be number one in all our minds. So please, keep that in mind when you're driving around schools, especially during the school times when kids are going to school, when kids are coming out of school, and keep an eye out for the Six Nations caretaker penguin sign as well, and know that that's a sign of safety for kids that that Sonny Miracle, the president of Six Nations Caretakers, is trying to promote in the community. And Micah Burning here as well. Micah, what is your? Do you have a title? Are you
VP?
VP, a VP. Okay, there you go. The vice president of the Six Nations Caretakers. So it's been a pleasure having them both here, and we want to wish them well. And let's think safety, folks. Stay off your cell phones while you're driving, please. Especially during school time, it's crucial that we keep our kids safe. So now I go to Sonny and Micah for coming in and talking to us here on Compelling Conversations. I'm your host, David Moses. We'll see you next time. Yawa.